A new magazine called Savoy makes its official debut today. The glossy magazine is the successor of sorts to now-defunct Emerge magazine. Savoy's creators hope it will appeal to what it considers an underserved market. Roy Johnson, the former editor of Emerge, is Savoy's creator and its editor-in-chief. He says the new magazine's name has its roots in the legendary Harlem nightclub.
The Savoy Ballroom was the place to be during the height of the Harlem Renaissance. It has some historical significance as well in that it was the first place, or is recognized as the first place, where blacks and whites socialized together. People would come there dressed to the nines to celebrate, to talk about the issues of the day, and generally to enjoy themselves. So we figure if we can create a magazine that emulates that status for what we call the new black renaissance, then we would have done something tremendous as a great recognition of that ballroom.
What's the target audience?
You know, a target audience is generally 28 to 54. It's interesting, my executive editor is very young, about 29, 30 years old, and I'm 44, and we figure if we can create a magazine that we both like and enjoy, we would have gone a long way towards creating the kind of magazine that would reach a broad audience. Our core market is what we call sort of the segment of a growing segment of affluence and influence in the African-American community.
What we used to call bumpies. Black urban professionals.
We have a column in the magazine called "You Know You're Bougie When." So we think a number of our readers will be able to identify with that.
Of course, anybody can do one issue really, really well. Are you afraid maybe you poured it all into one issue and you can't sustain that? How do you go past one?
Oh, not at all. I mean, this is a project that has been on my mind for 6 years. And during that time, stories, people, trends have emerged that I think could have sustained it over that period of time. Now that it's here, I'm looking forward to trying to find space for all the stories that would be of interest to our audience. You know, we're already 3 and 4 issues ahead of ourselves and find ourselves having to push tremendous stories just for space. So we feel very confident that the team we've put together will be able to continue to create a great magazine. And as we get out in the marketplace, we're getting a lot of great ideas from people. You know, we want to make this an interactive space so that people who want to address issues or turn us on to hot people in their areas who deserve recognition in this magazine can just reach out and send us their story ideas.
The last magazine that BET and Vanguard Media started was Emerge, but the companies pulled the plug on that one because of low sales. And what makes you think there's a market for Savoy?
Well, what's interesting, actually, that magazine was started by a group of investors that included Time Inc. and BET. Vanguard is really only about a year old. And when we obtained the magazine earlier this year, we looked at the numbers and looked at the growth rate, and all of the indicators said that it was not a product that was going to grow. What we looked to do was to create something that had broader appeal, but was still smart and provocative and would challenge readers in a way that they haven't been challenged before.
You have an interview with Robert L. Johnson, who runs BET, owns it, and Savoy Magazine. Very shrewd of you.
Well, you know, it was the biggest deal. His selling of BET to Viacom was the biggest deal in black business history, and to ignore that, I think, would not have been doing a justice to our readers. You know, I was able to spend a couple of hours with him, and the conversation was not just an inside-the-deal conversation. It was also a look at someone who has been tremendously wealthy for many years and talked about the impact of wealth on his life. It's the conversation that you don't often hear from black people, where he talked about just how it put a strain on his family and his siblings. And he also talked about his views on what it's going to take to create wealth in the future. So we believe there's a lot of good information there that we wanted to share with our readers.
Now, you said you had a young celebrity on the cover.
Gabrielle Union.
In other circles, we might call that a babe, which helps in selling magazines, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And not only is she a young celebrity slash babe in your vernacular, but she also has a tremendous story to tell. Not only did she move from, you know, it's the classic Hollywood story where she moved from Omaha to California with her family. But when her family moved to California, she lived in an all-white, pretty much all-white town, and there were a lot of issues for her relative to that. And she tried to go to college a couple of places and never quite made it. and went back to her hometown about 8 years ago and suffered a tremendous personal tragedy where she was, you know, raped when she was working at a store. And the story talks about how she overcame that tragedy, how she tried to fight back, how she was beaten up that night, but how she spent the next years of her life a little bit in fear of public places, but also trying to recover. And for her to be where she is today, I think is a tremendous story for readers. So it's not just a pretty face on the cover, but someone of substance who has a tremendous story to tell.
Well, this is important in magazine sales. I mean, people are attracted to what is on the stand, and the stand is pretty white.
That's true. I mean, the genesis, actually, of Savoy is just from a personal experience where, you know, I've been an avid magazine reader for many years. And while I read magazines like Vanity Fair and GQ and others and subscribed and went to the newsstand, there was nothing worse than sort of standing at a newsstand anywhere in the country and just looking at the offerings there and seeing us sort of regulated to one corner and looking on a month-to-month basis at the issues that were hung out front and with the glamorous photos, and just rarely, if ever, seeing us represented. So what I sought to do was to create a publication that could sit next to Vanity Fair and GQ and Details and Rolling Stone and represent us in the same way that those magazines represent their audience. And so I'm hoping that, you know, this is just one small contribution to changing the face of newsstands in America, and hopefully consumers will respond to the effort.
Roy Johnson is editor-in-chief of Savoy magazine.